Tashlumin Bekriyas HaTorah. We'll go through a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss. So his shaila was, it was Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tazria Umitzora. So that already changes a lot of things. But I guess they were coming back in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a double parsha. And I think they were still davening outside on the porches, the porch minyanim, which Rav Asher Weiss was mako on. That's a separate tshuva. He relied on the Rashba comparing, learning out, it's like by Zeman, that you could row in Zeh, so too, even though they're in a different makom. They could still be mitzdarif la'asara, so he was relied on that for a minyan. So, nevertheless, it was a double parsha. They wanted to know, do we have to go back and read all the ones we missed? I'm not sure what they missed. That was his shaila. So he starts off by giving us the answer, and then he wants to explain his answer. So he says, Yesh lahakel. So likro klal as a parasha, you don't have to make up any missed parashios, and all you do is you read parashas Tazria Mitzora, and you are home free. So what is this based on? Why do we not have to make up any missed parashios? So v'nei halacha zu makor b'rama. He quotes the famous Rama, Simin kuf lamed hei, sif beis, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParshah B'Tzibur, if the Tzibur missed the Shabbos, with Shabbos Abba Korno So Parashah and Parashah Sheichel Oso Shabbos. If you missed the Parashah, you got to make up the following, which seems to be against what he's saying. Uvakor Zeh Lacha Ba'or Zarua Uvasefer Aguda. Well, there's a big difference, too. If you see the original Or Zarua, Rav Asher Weiss is passing against the Or Zarua. Because the Pasha of the Or Zarua is that you do have to read all the parashas. It's a din of Pa'amachas. It's not a separate takana each week. You have to finish the whole year. But the Sefer Aguda only had a shortened version. So either way, he starts off the Halacha of the Rama, apparently based on the Or Zarua. Well, the Or Zarua's case was they missed Emor, and one of the Bali Tosas said you should read the following week Emor and Bahar. So how come, if that's the case, why is Asher Weiss saying not to do Tashlumin, or not to make it up? The Rama says you do make it up. So even though that's the simple reading of the Rama, he says, however, if you look at the Gedolei Achronim, we could find a couple of reasons to be lenient here. First, he quotes the Ma'aramin, so again, who had the shortened version of the Or Zarua, and that's a separate, I guess it's a separate discussion in Halacha. Because if you look at the Or Zarua original, it looks like it should be a no-brainer, you just read all the parshas. But they didn't have it, and the Ma'aramin only had some of it, and the Magen Avraham Paschim's like the Ma'aramin, so do we go with Misora? Do we go, let's say we find something we didn't have before? Do we go back and look at it? So that could be part of the issue, but no one discusses that angle here. So either way, he quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes the Ma'aramin from a lesson of the Sefer Aguda, the Imdilug Shabbos Yesh Bo Shtei Parshios, and if you miss two Parshios, Kemo Bahar Bechukosai, O Tazria Mitzorah Ein Mashlimin. Why? The Olam Ein Korin Yoter Mishtei Parshios. The Ma'aramin claims you never read more than two Parshios ever. And he claims that's Das Hagra B'Biro. We could discuss if it's the Das Hagra or not. He just refers you to the Gemara in Brachas about Tashlumin. And then there's debates on how far and what does the Gra mean. Umitam Zeh, and he himself did Tashlumin. Umitam Zeh gam in Bitlu Kriyas HaTorah Shuayim Oyote Ein Mashlimin Ela Etz HaParsha. So first he coup is, he says we have the Ma'aramin. The Ma'aramin says that you never do more than two parashas, and he just says, Mipis Svari, you never do two parashas because we never find, in the waning, we either find one or two, we never find three, so that means we should never do three. Tiyokot the Tzibor, and he has another chiddush, I don't know if he brings down, about not doing different books as well. that you don't read, you can't read from Vayikra and Bamidbar. Upasha lefi devarim du adin she'im ashlimin b'shua shekorim bo shtei parsha. So too, we have, it's Tazria Mitzora this week, and therefore there's no Tashvumin. Ah, you'll tell me, so okay, so it's a double parsha this week, but let's wait till there's a single parsha, and then we will go ahead and do the Tashvum. And he says, "V'nira pashut, it's pashut to him, I guess, al pi svara, the ain Tashvum ela b'shabas arishona. What's simple to Rav Usher Weiss is not simple to Rav Herschel Schachter. But Rav Usher, because he has, you can do Tashvum weeks later. The ain Tashvum ela b'shabas harishona. V'yema ha-shavua nikris parashos v'yema tzora pashut yivsha b'shabas v'achar. You can't go back. So and read what you missed. So he's saying number one, he's going with the Mara Minch. You can never read more than two parashios. So we read Tava reading two parashios this week, two parashios next week. He says no, you have to make, there's only short time to make it up that week. Again, he's assuming like the Mara Mint that each parsha is linked to a specific Shabbos, not like the Or Zeruah. So number one, okay, so number one, this his shayla, keep in mind it was a double parsha. So what's it wouldn't have been a double parsha. So the Mara Mint would say you should make up you should go back to last week's parsha. So he's just quoting Tazria Mitzora. So if all we have is this paragraph, so Lechora then, if it was Parashas Emor, if it was Parashas Bahar, you go back and read Emor and Bahar. That would be against what he's saying. Because it's not against. So here you can't bring Uriah from Usher Weiss Mara Mintz, because when we go back, it's, we're reading Parshas Naso, Bahaloscha. That's only one Parsha. So that wouldn't tell me whether it would tell me then if you follow the Mara Mint, you can't read more than two Parshas. But if you're only reading, so that's just a pragmatic stance. So it wouldn't tell me about, so according to Usher Weiss, it still would be open to going back if you're up to Bahaloscha, if you're up to Naso, to go back to Bamidbar. That he doesn't discuss, based on the first argument. Even though he recognized there are those who argue on the Mara Mintz, again, Mistaber, to him, the Magen Avraham and Rov Achronim go with this Mara Mintz. So that's what he thinks based on Svara, based on the sources, that we follow the Mara Mintz. So clearly, in his case, he's right. If it's Tazria Misora, there's nothing to talk about. However, there's still what to talk about. If it's Parshas Naso or Parshas Baloscha, do I go back and read the Parsha before? And then, how would I do that? So that's one argument, which it only limited to that week. It wouldn't help us here. This argument is basically, to me, is the only argument that really is really the good raya. In the Shari Ephraim, he writes, "The odd kind of Olam Rishis Aruch Lahashem." When did the Or Zeruah say that if you miss Parshas Emor, you got to read Emor and Bahar? His case was, but Sibash and Mispalim, that they all got together, and for some reason they didn't read the Torah. So when the Tzibur gets together and they don't read, so then you have to make it up the next week. But if the Tzibur kwalo eskabstu yakta, like the COVID, lo cho alav choves akriya, kevin shakriya sa Torah choves at Tzibur hu velo choves a yachid. Yeah, so I agree. According to the Shari Ephraim, again, it's not the simple reading of the Or Zeruah, but the Shari Ephraim, the Mara Mintz version, the Aguda, so this is the best argument then. Now when do we say you'd have to do Tashlumin? That's only if you got together with the Shor. He's assuming it's the Choves at Tzibur. So the Tzibur never got together. So what about in Israel, we had those outside Minyanim. And now you're coming back to Shul, do I have to make them up? So, on one hand, you might argue the Shari Ephraim would say you would have to. I got assuming it's the same people in Shul, or over the people who had the outside binyanim are in Shul. Because even the Shaar HaRafayim we'll see later on says that if Rov HaTiba heard it, then obviously you don't. There's no reason to go back because they're already Yotze. But I heard Rabbi Willig said no. So I don't know. Number one, no, meaning he doesn't go with the Shaar HaRafayim. Or perhaps he does go with the Shaar HaRafayim, but maybe in that case, it's not a regular. It wasn't the people in the same shul. It was a base. I'm not sure what the exact case was, but one could raise the shaila according to the Shaar HaRafayim. If you had 10 people together, and these are the same people diving together, is that maybe there is a chovas at tzibur? So regardless, so I see. So according to the Shaar HaRafayim, today no one came to shul. We've been home, and therefore it's pashut. It's pashut according to the Shaar HaRafayim's understanding of the Or Zarua. There's no tashlumin, so I think I'm in agreement with that point. If you follow the Shaar HaRafayim, there's no tashlumin. The first point only works if it's a double parsha, but if it's a single parsha, according to Ma'amarim, you would have to do tashlumin. So it's just a raya for his case, but not in general. The third raya, we'll see right now, when he quotes a Shvus Yaakov. They didn't meet every week. I don't know if it was once every other week, once every 3 weeks, once a month. I'm not sure what the setup was. And many times they didn't daven. So the question was, let's say, whether it's once a month, do they have to read every time they meet, they read four parshos? So the Shvus Yaakov writes, no, that's only if it happened a random time. About Ibn Hagim Wabato Mide Pam ain't much, but if this is the way it's set up once a month, you can't say you go back and you mavato the min and show you so gross bishabis raka seda meyuchas kahema piya takanas. So he says it'll go be mavato the whole mitzvah. We have a reading the parish every week. So he wants to bring a raya, so the Shvus Yaakov said no tashlumin. So he went, but his raya is how does that compare to our case of COVID-19? So he writes in Israel they're going back and forth. So all the Shvus Yaakov said, it's a shul that meets once a month, once every 3 weeks. You don't go back. So he's saying it's compared to our case. I don't know. In the case in COVID-19, and there, the people are choosing to meet once a week, once a month, and that's a kavua thing. Here it's not kavua. It's because of external forces. You're an honest. So I'm not really sure. I like the comparison to the Shvus Yaakov. I mean, one could argue on it, the Svara, but even more than that, the Shvus Yaakov is clearly going against the Shaar HaRafayim, which is, how do I know? Because, what does he say? Why don't you go back? Because I think he hasn't quoted it here, but I think he says, maybe he does say it here, in Bilu Pamacha should go back. I said, what do you mean? Why would I go back? The Tzibur never met. So number one. So we see it's not like the Shaar HaRafayim. And secondly, what's his reason? He said we're afraid to move out to the Minhag HaShehizor, Gros B'Shabbos. Rakha said. So he's giving a different reason. He's not giving the reason that the Tzibur didn't get together. So number one, it's not clear. One could argue on whether Shvus Yaakov's a Raya is a Raya for him, or it's a different case. And secondly, he's clearly going against the Shaar HaRafayim. So, his second Raya. So, as I said, I only so far the second Raya I like. I mean, everyone says the Shaar HaRafayim. The first one is good, but it's only because it was Tazria Mitzorah. According to the Maramins, I'd have to read two parashas. According to it's not clear that Shvus Yaakov, if anything, I could bring a Raya from the Shvus Yaakov The same way, it's a svara whether I say this case is different or not. So I don't know. So Shushak is not a strong raya. I could argue it either direction. And then he quotes, okay, this part I like the raya too, but that wouldn't help for that's only for Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Dimbala Kriyas HaTorah Bebeisach Neses, Roha Mispalim Shamal Kriyas HaTorah Bebatei Kiyas HaZachayrim, Ein Sarach LaHashrim. Okay, yeah. Ein Sarach LaHashrim. Rov Mispalim and Shama Kriyas HaTorah Bebatei Kiyas HaZachayrim. Yes, they already heard it. Ach Rabim Mispalim Mitzibo Bechorim Batorah Minyani. The porches, Efshar Sharov and Salam Kfar Shama. So he just throws out another reason why maybe, even according to the Share, you don't have to read at all. So I don't need any more. They didn't get together. I guess he's saying is, unless you want to argue, according to Share Ephraim, they became Chayev when they got together. If you had a minyan outside minyan and without Kriyas HaTorah, maybe it's mechayev you in Kriyas HaTorah according to the Chayyar Ephraim. But even he agrees, if they heard Kriyas HaTorah, there'd be no reason to go back if Rovim Sibur. So yeah, so that's another thing in Eretz Yisrael, but that wouldn't help here because no one had minyan. I mean, wouldn't say no one. So therefore, he brings four rayas. The Mara Mintz would tell, if you take Rav Asher Weiss Mara Mintz, if you came back to Shul Parshas Naso, you should be reading Naso and Bamidbar, according to the Mara Mintz. The Share Ephraim, I agree, you just read Naso. The Shvis Yaakov clearly isn't like the Share Ephraim, and one could argue whether his case to be more kavua. This case is more, the case here is more random, and we don't have this in Israel anyway, so in America this wouldn't apply. And we don't have this. And I agree, in Israel, if you wrote people heard it, so then it goes back to the Share Ephraim. Because if you're going back to the Share Ephraim anyway, there's no waning. And according to the Or Zeruah, I guess you could discuss if it's a din that the shul has to read it or not. So the bottom line is, for America purposes, he's basically saying we meyikar then we pass him like the Share Ephraim. Okay, the other ones aren't really rayas. And so Dover, he says, and then okay, so then maybe he's addressing this issue. Let's assume it wasn't. Let's assume it is a double parsha, or in making up the other ones, or it's only a single parsha. So Dover, yesh b'shayla zu kama v'kamas. He says there's many reasons. I mean, I don't know many. I said the Share Ephraim in America, that's about it. The other ones don't apply. The Ein Lomar, and you'll say, so what's, so good. So it's true the Share Ephraim says you're not obligated. Does that mean you can't? So what's the problem, you'll say? V'chi Lomar, v'chi Mahef said Yesh, im Nikra Od Parsha Batorah. You'll say, what's the problem? Because the imlefi halacha v'aminik ain't sarach tashlumin. Well, you told me the ma'arim. You quote me the ma'arimin that there is tashlumin. The imlefi halacha, so you're using the ma'arim to be meko. The imlefi halacha v'aminik ain't sarach tashlumin. Pashat the yeshbat sad hefsid. So she's a olam arishoni yirachu akriya shabu bezmanim and koma. Because I guess he's assuming like this. He's saying, you know what the problem is? Let's say we pass like the Share Ephraim, that it's a choves at Sibor, you only have to read Parshas Naso, let's assume, and not Bamidbar. Or if you go with, not with the Mara Mintz, that you could read three Parshas, so what do we do when we have two Parshas together? We split it three, usually we split it, you know, it's a discussion, Achronim, or you would have a suffix, but the bottom line is we try to do Revi in the middle. To break, so he says, if you did that, so if you read Naso, if you did Bamidbar Naso, Naso Bahaloscha, so the first three aliyahs, Yavarucha Kriya Shalob Bizmana Mekoma, he's assuming you can't just do extra parishes. So Efshar to have a brachal about, what's the problem? Efshar to have a brachal of Atola, Shakorim b'parsha she'ein tzarach l'krosav, I like Kori parsha b'yalma, u'mevarach b'... I mean, so why not? Okay, I hear the kasha. So why not read parshas, but read the whole Bamidbar, and you read until the beginning of Naso, then you make the bracha. Why do you have to? If the whole issue is bracha levatola, so then set up is don't read mechubar. You only read mechubar when you have an obligation, tazria mitzora in that week. But if you tell me I'm a supik, if that's the leave, if you can't read Kriyas B'yama, okay, but what's the problem? Even though you're not obligated, why is it us? If you're telling me it's a bracha levatola, so why not just don't do three and three, and have the first person laying all the way the whole Bamidbar into Naso. So why wouldn't that eliminate the bracha levatola? So again, I'm not sure, or don't make a bracha, you know, or we'll call up people and don't make a bracha. Umishum kach nira le'niyuzay shekol echad yashrim paryu, he says the bottom line is all said and done, do Shnayim Yikru V'Yechad Targum and don't make up the Parshios. So what's it based on? Again, he's basing on the Mara Mint. I agree, you can't do three Parshios, but that wouldn't help me if it wasn't a double Parsha. The Shai Ephraim, that is the best Raya. Shrus Yaakov, we could discuss whether it's a Raya pro or con, because he's talking about a different case, and the Shiloh, if it's similar or not. And I agree, in Israel, that's an issue. If Rov HaTzibur heard, so then that'd be a reason not to do it. But if you're following the Shari Ephraim, you wouldn't have to worry to begin with. So I don't see Kamat Sadim, there's the Shari Ephraim. And his difficulty with Brachu of Atola, so come up with the Hecha Timsa, like read all the parishas and then make, unless you want to tell me that Bracha Rishon is on it, so he's saying you can't, I'm not sure, if the issue is Bracha Levatola, let's do it without a Bracha Levatola, and he's saying you can't go back in parishas, so therefore you can't read Naso and then go back to Bamidba, so read Bamidba Naso and then make the Bracha. So nevertheless, that's his Pesach in Israel. On that week, he says, there is no Tashrum. And what would he say? What would he say if it wasn't Tazria Mitzora? Best he would say is to read a double Parsha. Certainly not all the Parshas. And then he throws out that one of the Gedolim, he doesn't say who, that the reason why, Sha'ama Tam Shavu Likros Kriyasa Tashrum Nidan Nidan, the reason why there's no Tashrum in, the rock betziba shall be mechayiv ekro b'Torah. U'mishum kol siba shehi bitlu es akriya tzvichum v'hashrim ha'she'en kem v'nidan didan. The mechashash sakana paturim mikriya satorah. Kerisha paturim heim ein kan tashrumin. V'shorash asura yesh lo makam. V'achin yesh, in other words, first, he says that maybe, the reason why there's no tashrum because we didn't have a chayev since it was a sakana, so the effort was putter. And this, like dimu tashrum shel kriyas haTorah ledast, this like the Vilna Gaon seems to compare, at least to some level, kriyas haTorah tashrum, and he learns that from tefila. Ubetashrim etefila mavur hedra, but Mishnah Berura that you don't ubetashrum in tefila mavur hedra. I guess that he says that you're not chayev, so the effort is no tashrumin. However, he doesn't like that svara. He says, number one, is you can't compare it to an onen, because in the case of an onen, the chachamim exempted the onen from the mitzvah. Here, she'in kam pater klau, it's a geder ones, mishum bikuach nefesh. And the halacha by ones is, by tefila, you do go back, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, that even though it seems to be Machogos Achron, it seems to be a clear Gemara, you know, we learn out by Pesach Sheni, that even if everyone agrees that there's an onus, you go back, the Yechayev. And then he says, why doesn't he like, okay, so number one, you could argue with the Sfara, and you get into whether, when is there, would there be Tashrumin in this case or not, because maybe you would never Chayev, so there's no Tashrumin, that's a You could argue back and forth. And then he says, but the Makor Halakha of the Or HaZeruah, that from the Halakha of the Or HaZeruah, you're not saying, it's not Gidra Tashkumen. Elat Takanis Kriya Haisa Lahashkum is a Torah Achas Lashona. So it's true. According to our story, that's true, but you just finished saying how we don't pass in Hakti or Zarua. You just said why all the reasons why we should follow the Shari Ephraim. And according to the Mara Mintz, it is a specific parashas, and it would be Tashuam. And so I'm not exactly sure. He's just Stam saying he doesn't like that far independent of what he said before. The bottom line is, what I know is, it was Parshas Tazria Mitzora that week, and he said, don't do any Tashlumin, whether it was only Tazria alone. So then the question I'd want to know, would he say you do Tashlumin on the Parsha before? Or would he say Safik Brachu Levatola? And then if he would, then why not just read the whole Tazria until the beginning of Mitzora? So that was the Psak of Rav Osher Weiss. That in a, clearly, we, what's clear is, in a double parsha, you don't go back. And because the Or HaZeruah's case was, Akhari was Emor and Bahar, then for that part, that's all they saw. But really, for the part of the Or HaZeruah that, and which he quotes here, which he says, there's no specific Shabbos, or else, because when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we don't read that Shabbos, so we go. Of course, one could argue well, they already knew that when they set up the calendar. But that's the true verb of Usher Weiss.